Submit your faith story or prayer request today at jenniferjackson.com. You're listening to Simply for Women.
I have some very special guests here today. I have Grace Kim and Jay Yu, and they are joining us. We're so excited to have them. They have a website and ministry called beantage.com. And if you are a coffee drinker, I tip my coffee cup to you right now. Let's just have coffee together. And welcome to the show, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a real joy to have you together. And I don't know who wants to start, but we want to hear your story about how you found the Thailand community and how your ministry began. And also just what God's doing in your life. Why don't we start there?
Okay. So I'll start a little bit about how we discovered this Thailand community. So we were on a missions trip over this past summer. For 3 months, we were in Japan, in Korea, and Thailand. And Thailand was actually a sudden stop for us. We didn't really know anybody there, and we connected with different people from the past, and we actually were able to go visit a community. And the first community took us to was a refugee camp, essentially. And it was a makeshift camp by some of the believers in the community. And COVID did a number in Thailand because Thailand is run by tourism. And not only that, this community specifically, they didn't have very much, but they have believers who love the Lord. And they saw some children crossing over the border from Myanmar to Thailand and took in these refugee children because these children had no parents because they had their parents killed before their eyes. And there's genocide happening along the border there. And these children were taken in by this community. And we just as a community of ministers ended up in that community. And when we were there, we didn't know what to do, how to love them, how to give to them, because how do you comfort 30 children, essentially, who have lost their parents? And we're looking at children as young as 1 year old and children who are teenagers. And so that's where our story began.
No, I think so, about how that was truly the heart of God, though, because he says again and again that there's a blessing for caring for the orphan and caring for the widow. And I mean, James even says true religion is caring for those. And I think about, and these are actual, I mean, not that losing one parent isn't horrific, but losing both parents, these are true orphans by definition. So that's a phenomenal thing. How did you care for them?
To be honest, we didn't know. We didn't know. We were only there for a short time. And, you know, that community, since COVID, they had not opened up this vicinity at all. And so we were the first group to actually walk into that community since. And so and the pastor was telling us a story about this community and how they came to be there. And whatever money we had in our pocket, all of us, we just poured it out. We prayed for the pastor just knelt on the floor of this grass, you know, and we just prayed over him and prayed over the ministry. And we were just thinking, how can we be a part of this? How can we help this community? Because we don't want to just give people fish. We want to make them fishermen. And so how do we do that? And so this is where Grace really felt a led to think about coffee, because throughout our missions trip, in many places that she had shared her the message, she had shared about the coffee bean. And it was really interesting because she started off her trip a little earlier than we did, and she went to Hawaii, and she learned a little bit more about coffee.
Mm-hmm. How did the coffee go from that to actually helping people through coffee? Help us understand the business side of this.
Yeah, right. We really did not know that this was an opportunity for birthing a business. You know, I was just sharing what was in my heart, that the things that God was prompting in me. So I just started sharing about coffee tree and how coffee tree needs to be grafted onto an Arabica tree to bear the best fruit. So, you know, we experience significant transformation through our connection to Christ and become part of a new spiritual lineage rooted in Christ. So I started just sharing about coffee tree, and I said the coffee tree endures severe weather changes. And, you know, when the coffee cherry ripens, it turns to crimson red. And the coffee tree is ready to be picked and thrown into a pool of water. And that, I don't know, it just fascinates me because it symbolized almost like the water baptism. It represents like symbolic washing away of old self and spiritual cleansing and new life and that we experience. And the process of harvesting and processing the coffee cherry from washing to sifting to drying, it mirrors the refining process that we go through as our Christ followers. And it is really interesting that every step requires resting, like Sabbath is so important. And then after all, you know, coffee beans are ready. It's here comes the fire. Coffee beans are thrown into the fire. Coffee beans are roasted to perfection. And I think we have choice to enjoy, to sit around the campfire or actually say yes to the invitation of living sacrifice. You know, fire is the refining process. And, you know, we may face trials and tribulations that refines us, but it does prepare us to become a pleasing aroma to God. And it reminded me of 2 Corinthians 2:14. And I can read it for you. Let me see.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. And this actually really spoke to my heart first, so I was able to actually share with them. And not only that, after that roasting process, the grinding process,
that's what I was going to say. We haven't even begun to grind the beans yet. You know, I love your tagline that says, beautiful feet ministry, we stay low. Do you think the crushing of the coffee bean symbolizes humility or symbolizes, you know, sometimes when God says he's close to the brokenhearted and those that have been crushed in spirit, he's close to those. But how do you, where did you get this tagline? We stay low. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, like nobody pay attention to that feet, but without feet, we cannot travel anywhere. And when I actually, in fact, when I actually saw them, the Can tribes, the children who were rescued, they were no different than us. They mirror me as an, you know, what if we do not know where we're from? Then we're no different than them. We're as orphan as they are. But instead of seeing that as a refugee camp, I looked at it as a shelter, like heavenly shelter. Nobody knows where they are at, but they're being trained in that hidden place. It's like almost like David's Abdullah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I encouraged them. I said, you know what? You know, you're closer in the process because you bypass everything. You know, you're grinded and, you know, nobody recognizes who you are, but your fragrance will remain wherever you go. Because nobody remembers each coffee bean, but they remember, you know, the aroma when they have that cup in their hand. All they remember is the aroma of fragrance.
That is so true, Grace and Jay. We are closing out time. You know, I love coffee along with the rest of us. Tell us with this, you know, I love the symbolism you've shared today of the aroma and the just going through the process that God takes us to this beautiful outcome. How can we get this coffee, or what could we, does the proceeds go to help these children? Tell us real quick. We're about out of time.
We have beantage.com. We also have samples available. We have, you can actually look us up on our handle. And one of the things that we want to encourage is one cup could change a life. And so we want every person who takes the coffee to remember that.
Thank you. So everyone, go to beantage.com and Beantage LLC on Instagram. Order that cup today and change a life. I'm Jennifer Jackson, and you've been listening to Simply for Women. Go to jenniferjackson.com for more.
We hope that today's show has been a blessing to you as you seek to simply live out your faith. To hear today's show again or to share it with a friend, search Simply for Women wherever you get your podcasts. Or visit Jennifer's website at jenniferjackson.com. That's jenniferjackson.com. Thanks for joining us on Simply for Women. Take time today to simply be with God.